From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. president reacts to the terrorist attacks on Paris. Barack Obama says it would be a mistake to send American ground troops to the Middle East to fight Islamic State militants. Speaking at the end of the G20 summit in Turkey, Mr. Obama defended the U.S. military's air campaign in Iraq and Syria to support regional fighters.
Both in Iraq and Syria, ISIL controls less territory than it did before. I made the point to my fellow leaders that if we want this progress to be sustained, more nations need to step up with the resources that this fight demands.
The American leader rejected calls from some of his U.S. political opponents that only Syrian Christians and not Muslims be allowed to enter the U.S. as refugees. He called such a stance shameful, not American, and said the United States should not, in his words, feed that dark impulse. At least 10 U.S. governors are balking at letting Syrian refugees settle in their states in the wake of the Paris attacks. President Francois Hollande says his government will step up its offensive in Syria, where Friday's terrorist attack had been planned. Mr. Hollande made the remarks in an address to both houses of France's parliament. Also Monday, French authorities detained 23 people in police raids across the country. Authorities said they have identified a Belgian national of Moroccan descent, Abdelhamid Aboud, as the mastermind behind the assault. At least 7 people were killed in Somalia's capital in a shootout between soldiers at a displaced persons camp. Witnesses say the shooting occurred Monday as people at the camp lined up to obtain food cards. A camp resident says a soldier tried to move people into the line, sparking a dispute that escalated into gunfire. This is VOA News. A new video attributed to the Islamic State is warning of a Paris-style attack on Washington. The video, appearing on social media Monday, threatened all countries involved in military operations against the militant group, saying they will suffer the same fate as France. The person speaking in the video specifically singled out the U.S. capital city. In a powerful symbolic move, France's Eiffel Tower, Louvre Museum, and other attractions in Paris reopened to tourists Monday after a 2-day shutdown. As darkness fell, the Eiffel Tower was floodlit in red, white, and blue of the French tricolor, along with a projection of Paris's motto, "Tossed but not sunk." Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi attended the closing session of the current parliament on Monday. Her party, the National League for Democracy, recently won a landslide victory over the government and military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party. The NLD will have an absolute majority in the new parliament. Aung San Suu Kyi, in a recent interview with Radio Free Asia's Myanmar service, cautioned that the electoral process is not finished yet, and cautioned her supporters to control themselves and refrain from reacting to any provocation in the coming weeks and months. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will travel to Pyongyang, North Korea later this week for a possible meeting with Kim Jong-un. Mr. Ban had been scheduled to visit Kaesong, the inter-Korean factory park in North Korea, 6 months ago, but that trip had been canceled. No reason was given for the cancellation. Yonhap cited a high-level source at the United Nations Sunday when it reported the upcoming trip. 17 Angolans accused of planning a rebellion and coup have gone on trial in Luanda. Authorities arrested the activists in June after they met to discuss a book called From Dictatorship to Democracy. Their defense lawyer told the court Monday charges should be dropped because the activists broke no laws and have a constitutional right to freedom of speech. Amnesty International called the trial a travesty of justice. Israeli troops shot and killed at least 2 Palestinians when clashes erupted during an attempt to destroy the house of a suspected Palestinian attacker. The home being targeted was that of Mohammed Abu Shaheen, accused of killing an Israeli man last June. The Israeli military says hundreds of Palestinians threw rocks and firebombs at security forces, prompting them to return fire Monday at the Kalandia refugee camp near Ramallah. Israeli authorities have begun demolishing the homes of Palestinians suspected of carrying out attacks on Israel. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.